producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. Lift my voice, sing a song of praise. On this good day,
see if we can make out of the news of the day, the conversations about what has been on people's minds the last 24 hours since perhaps we chatted last, although there have been a lot of people who have been active with us so far this morning on our social media, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. The discussions last night, Richie, did you watch them?
I watched the whole thing.
I did watch most of it. What did you think? What did you carry away from it that may not be as reported? Because I think there's a lot of slanted reporting on this.
I thought Fiorina was the winner. Let me take that back. I thought she will walk away with the most lift.
Yes.
Of everybody.
Yeah, that's a good way of
looking. I thought they all did well. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody did poorly.
Yeah.
I would say that Rand probably didn't do a whole lot to help himself. But I thought they all did fairly well. They all looked credible. They all went after Trump. Carly,
not with any degree of relevance. I mean,
no. Carly Mike dropped and walked off the stage with her comment responding to the Rolling Stone comment.
Say that again.
When Carly was asked about Trump's comment about
women heard what he said.
Yeah.
That's all she said.
But it spoke volumes.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was
yeah.
a quiet way
yeah.
for her to really just kind of say, take that. And she did. It was big. It was a big hit.
Yeah.
And Trump was embarrassed, and he felt it. And after the debate, when they were interviewing Trump on the floor afterwards, he was extremely humble. Mm-hmm. He said, I thought everybody did well. We're all getting to know each other, so we're all kind of becoming, you know, a little closer. He was very humble after the debate. So I think he took a couple of hits in the teeth.
Well, I don't know whether they were in the teeth. Some of them were deserved.
He
did handle it, but he keeps doing things that are sophomoric, which is what bothers me, because he does have, he's got the issues. Carly Fiorina had the answers.
Yes.
Trump has the issues. She has the answers. But for him to take a shot at Rand Paul's hair, which was pretty much how he started, was ridiculous.
Well, and some of the other comments, saying he shouldn't even be here. He's number 11. And there was...
There's no reason for that.
No, there was nothing mentioned about it. He just took the shot because he wanted to.
But it was stupid.
It was stupid.
Yeah, it didn't help him any. It was discouraging.
So people were starting to make the point.
Yeah.
Do you want this guy dealing with the Ayatollah, you know, the Khomeini of Iran?
Yeah.
Do you want him dealing with Putin? Do you want his finger on the button?
Mm.
Well, and while he said a lot of things I really, really like, that's something he has to deal with, too.
All right. There are a lot of comments, and there are a lot of thoughtful presentations by people on Facebook. Kenny, give us a few examples of some of the more recent comments coming in this morning regarding those who watched this last night.
Well, John simply says, I think Fiorina won the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who feel that way. And I said,
did very well.
We've been talking about this here, and I don't want to say, oh, Doug, he's so smart. But I said from the very beginning, she was the one who had the best answers to the most usual questions about the biggest problems. She has it. She studied it. She's measured. She does. She seems very serious about it. You never saw her crack a smile at all. Last night or any of the times I've seen her, I've never seen her crack a smile in any presentation. I thought Kasich was good.
He did a good job.
And he was more animated.
Bush although was he more, was almost defending the Iran deal. He was.
Well, yeah.
He was pretty much accepting of it and saying, we'll deal with it. If
there was not one person up there who thought going into Iraq was a good idea, and Jeb Bush had to squirm through that. And that was pretty pointed. Ted Cruz is a phony. Mario Rubio is kind of a phony. I thought Huckabee was better because he was not so focused on, well, he was, I mean, the Christian stuff. I think Rand Paul, when he speaks, he articulates better for me the positions that I have and think are important. He didn't have a good time. He looked very tired. I think many of them look like
beat up,
haggard.
Is what it was.
Right.
I mean,
but that was undeserved.
He doesn't hold up as well in that kind of a brawl.
Hillary Clinton was on with Jimmy Fallon last night and said she's enjoying watching them. Here, Senator Cruz says a vote for Mrs. Clinton is a vote for the Ayatollah.
Which one was that? 1718,
Richard.
Oh, thank you, Doug.
Yeah.
There you go.
We need a commander-in-chief who will stand up and protect this country. And I'll tell you, I can't wait to stand on that debate stage with Hillary Clinton and to make abundantly clear, if you vote for Hillary, you are voting for the Ayatollah Khamenei to possess a nuclear weapon. And if you elect me as president, under no circumstances will a theocratic Ayatollah who chants death to America ever be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon.
All right. There's no way that he's ever going to be debating Hillary Clinton because he's about at the end of his useful life as a candidate. I think he is from. I remember during the Fox thing, I said there were three people in my mind that came out of it well. He was one of them. But as you listen and you watch and you read more, he's vapid. In terms of the general population and what the general population is looking for. But remember, they're not really speaking to the general population in terms of who they want to get out to vote for them. They're speaking to the base of the Republican Party, and that's why you get Huckabee doing some of the stuff. That, not that he doesn't believe what he's saying, but you know, there's a more pronounced turn, and Jeb Bush is really lactating on that stuff. He keeps talking about his conservative values. Come on. There's so much pandering, and who doesn't see through all of that? I hope people see
Jeb Bush does a good job at looking presidential, though.
Yeah, he does look presidential.
He speaks well.
He looks like a Bush.
So does Huckabee.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Huckabee needs
absolutely.
To go on a diet.
Can I, let me ask your opinion.
Introduce him to Weight Watchers. Yes, Richie.
On this, I could not stand Jake Tapper. I didn't think any of them.
Nice suit. It was a good
nice suit. Great
expensive suit.
Suit. Cool, yeah, no problem.
I could, and none
but
of them were
every
any good.
Question. Every question was, Mr. Trump, such and such said this. What do you think of that?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Fiorina, Ben Carson said this about your plan. What do you think about that? They always pitted one against the other in
they
every
weren't very creative.
Single question.
I have said many times on the air, the lady, I've only seen her reporting, I don't know, Dana, whatever her last name was, she didn't do, she had, they had a woman. Isn't there anybody else there that had more experience? Is CNN getting rid of all the
but
really
all
good.
Three of them followed the same formula.
Yeah, well, that's
Tapper, Prager,
cool.
And Dana. They all
Prager. Prager. It looked like. I wish Dennis had been there. He's another one of the guys on Salem.
Yeah, Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt is a complete waste of time.
Every single one of them used the same formula.
Yeah.
Mr. Such and Such, Ms. Such and Such said this about you.
Yeah,
about
right.
your
well,
plan,
that's what their
about
decisions
what
have to be. And then the comments from this more than vapid group of people who before and after, like Smirconish. I don't. What am I losing here? How do these guys get these positions and come across in some degree or somehow or other think they come across as credible? What do they have to add to all of this? Let these people speak for themselves. We're not all stupid. We don't need somebody to tell us what they said or to interpret it. Or under the lights, this guy did it. Come on. Why would you waste the most...
24/7 news cycle on 57 channels.
Okay, so...
Gotta feed it.
Seven channels, and that's what right. do you get?
Nothing on.
Another day older and deeper in debt. In a moment, the most important story of the day, as far as I'm concerned, and maybe the week, The story of young Ahmed Mohammed continues as the worm turns 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish. Remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's see. We got did that come on the air?
No, you're good.
I am. Okay, that's good. Richie and Kenny and I, girls are around later on this morning, and Jennifer will be back, I think, on Monday if I'm not
Jennifer
mistaken.
And I were tweeting back and forth last night during the debate. Yeah.
All right, speaking of tweeting, the quote of the day comes from President Obama, who wrote, "Cool clock, Ahmed," or Ahmed. You pronounce it Ahmed, I guess, right? A-H-M-E-D. This is the president... And his support for this 14-year-old boy who has become the poster child for police having their heads stuck up their butts. This is the most ridiculous situation. And every time you look around, the social media, there was plenty of social media focused on the debate for sure. But I would say a strong number two is the situation this 14-year-old has found himself in. Kenny, would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. So this kid, for those of you who haven't heard the story, he's and why we have to describe him as a Muslim teenager, are we going to describe somebody else who gets arrested as a Christian teenager, or a Catholic teenager, or a Jewish teenager? It is important to the story, because if this kid's name wasn't Ahmed Mohammed, he never would have been arrested. He was put in handcuffs in school yesterday after a couple of teachers in his school thought he brought a bomb to school. They heard an alarm go off in his backpack. He had brought the clock in, which he built at home himself. His father was proud of it. I would have been proud of it. It was pretty clever for him to figure out how to build a clock. And that's all it is. If you've seen it, that's all it is.
Why did he bring it to school?
Brought it to school because he wanted to show his teachers what he built for a science project. So here he is bringing this in, and he gets arrested. It's a homemade clock. He appeared at a press conference to address the people who think that the way it was handled by MacArthur High School in Irving, Texas, were crazy. He thanked a lot of people on social media, Mark Zuckerberg, Hillary Clinton, Mr. Obama, among many others, tweeting and posting things on Facebook. He said he planned to take the president up on his offer to visit him at the White House. And then he said, "I'm going to transfer to another school." This whole thing, the police chief sounds like a complete clown, and so do the teachers. Ridiculous. 21 after the hour, and Good Day.
on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 39.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
She wasn't playing.
So campy.
It is really. Sort of reminds me of the Republican debate last night. Really campy. All right, so we have my three songs. This is the My Three Songs contest. We're going to play snippets from three different songs by different artists that have a particular item in common. Something about these three songs, these three tunes, and or the artists that connects them to all of the others. So listen carefully and get your answer at 888-302-3684, and you'll be in line for a sample pack of all the Cedarside organic bug sprays that are around. So we're going to play a little bit from each song first, so you have a chance to think it through, and then once you've figured it out, you'll call us, and then we'll play more from each of the songs. Here's the first one. I don't know that I should use the titles, Kenny. I'm going to defer to you on that.
Oh, yeah.
You think
sure.
I should?
Yeah, I'm looking at the titles, and I don't know it yet.
Okay.
All right. I don't get the answer for this.
Billy Idol and Moni Moni.
Hey.
Hey.
I can't sing it.
By the time we get to the second song, it should be clear what we're doing here. All right, so that's number one. Number two tune out of three is Tiffany doing I Think We're Alone Now. You've got to figure out by now, haven't you?
No.
Really?
I mean, I think you may have just given it to me, but...
All right, here's the third song, Crimson and Clover by Joan Jett.
I got it.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it's easy for you to say
that. I know. I love that doing that though. When you always love to jam me a little.
This one's a little trickier. Because
it's
not so obvious.
Oh, of course it is. Look at the titles: Moni Moni, I Think We're Alone Now, Crimson and Clover. Hello, welcome to the world. Did you figure this? Is this yours, Kenny, or somebody else?
So is this not what I'm thinking of? Because what I'm thinking of is not as obvious.
Yeah. Really? Well, maybe you've got something that is in addition to what is obvious. What is the answer is obvious. But there may be something else that you figure out because you're so smart that may connect them that has nothing to do with what is obvious.
Well, so far the callers agree with me, so.
They do, huh?
Yeah, okay. No.
No, that's what it is.
Okay. Yeah.
The collars are okay.
I think it's obvious if you're a certain age.
Yeah, okay.
And you know the music.
All right. So then now Kenny comes back around to me and a shot at me. Because of my age, I've heard all of these tunes from when I was a youngster. So here we are.
Well, it's deeper than that.
Yeah, it could be.
All right, so let's get
there. It doesn't have to be. you're not usually looking at the deep part of any of this stuff. All right, you want to play a little more of Billy Idol?
I'd love to.
Yeah. Didn't do much. This song didn't actually do much. It was released in 1981.
Are you kidding?
And then it went to number one. It took a while, though. Re-released in 87, Richie.
This song is when it did massive.
Yeah, but it was the second time around it was, not the first time. All right. And Joan Jett? No, this is Tiffany. Spent 2 weeks at number one, 1987. Video for her song was filmed in a shopping mall in Utah. And this is the Joan Jett version of this song. This is after they did I Love Rock and Roll. This song came out, made it into the top 10, 1982. Hi, John is in Owensboro, Kentucky. John, welcome to Good Day. How are you, sir?
Doing good this morning.
That's good. Nice to hear you're doing well. What's the connection between these three songs?
These are redone Tommy James and Shondell songs.
They are all covers, original hits for Tommy James. Crimson and Clover, I Think We're Alone Now, Money Money. Did you get it by the time we were at number two?
I kind of was thinking it was already a redone song, but y'all were talking about the Capitol Record Club. These were albums that I got through that record club.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, cool. Isn't that cool? I did you a lot of good then. That's cool. You'll get the sample pack of Cedarside Bug Spray. Thank you, sir. 28 after. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of people contact me saying, Warren, I would love to have a dog or a cat, but I have allergies. Are there some breeds of dogs and cats that are less allergic than others? And the answer is absolutely. Breeds, for example, like poodles, Portuguese water dogs, Irish water spaniels, American water spaniels are some of the breeds that are less allergenic. And the reason is they don't have fur. They have hair like we do. And that's why you have to take poodles and some of these other dogs to be groomed, because the hair continually grows rather than falling out. But if you would like to have a dog and you do have allergies, there are things you can do. Have someone vacuum your home on a regular basis. Have someone take a washcloth and rub it against the cat or the dog's coat every single day. If you're really into it and you really want to make sure it works, location to live that doesn't have carpeting. Wood floors and tile are a lot easier, and it really is important to make sure that your dog or cat is on a good skin and coat condition, good supplementation to keep that dander and that dry skin in check. You can't have pets and allergies at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mercury goes retrograde today. Hooray! Great opportunity for us to clean out the closet, if you know what I mean. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, closing out yesterday, bringing you today. Discussions of the event last night. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and I monitoring what you have to say. Help yourself to 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. And to give you an idea of how important the debate discussion was or is over the last 24 hours or so, the poll yesterday, will you watch the debate? 32% of you said, I doubt I'll watch any of it. 24%, I'll catch highlights later. 23%, probably just watch the prime time up here. That's what I did, actually, by the way. 14% of you said, I'm planning on watching both of them. And 6% said, I don't know what I'm going to do. So that was yesterday. Today's poll at DougSteffen.com. Who do you think won? Donald Trump, Carly Fiorina, Jeb Bush, one of the other candidates, or CNN? Well, definitely CNN didn't win, although they had pretty good sampling of the audience. And what was it that Trump said? Advertising, I think you ought to pay me for being here because so many people are going to be watching because I'm here. And I give the money to some charity.
It's funny, after when they were interviewing him, he was a little bit complaining about the length of the show.
Yeah.
And said, well, I guess the advertising sales must have been pretty good. You had to add another hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, they were asking, what did you learn? He said, well, I learned I could stand for 3 hours. So,
yeah.
But it was long.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was too long. We were falling. I had Meredith had been out. I started watching it here before I went over to the other house. And it was, the first part of it was pretty good because you just wanted to see what the chemistry was going to be like between and among all of them. And then that, it became obvious what was going to be the tone. It was not a bad tone. And so then after that, what did you get out of it? Who do you think did better than anybody else. Have we gotten to that point where people are answering that question on Facebook or Twitter, Kenny?
Not really yet. Of what anybody got out of it. It's still a lot of what did, they think did well or didn't do well.
All right, so both of you, what did you get out of either our discussion so far today or the event last night? Richie and I both watched a lot of it. Kenny was busy working and putting things together. But we all have a sense of what has come out of it, other than Carly Fiorina seeming to shine. Do we agree on any other aspect of this?
Let me throw one more thing at you and see whether you agree with me. Trump never went after Carson, and Carson never went after Trump.
I said when
Carson
I
didn't really go after anybody.
No.
And then they had that really awkward kind of high five handshake thing.
Yeah, when they agreed on.
I think those guys are talking.
I do too.
And I tweeted Jen right after they had that little thing.
Jennifer
Horn. I was like, do you think these guys have kind of chatted in the back room and saying, listen, if ever, I think they like each other and have had conversations.
Yeah, I think you're right about it. Well, I said to Meredith, who was sitting on the couch, the shot was of the two of them, and I said, there's a ticket. Whether it works or not, ultimately down the road, that is a ticket.
Well, only if Trump gets the nomination.
Yeah,
because
he's not going to be second.
Right, he'll never play second fiddle to anyone.
All right, 888-302-3684. So I was looking at a study that's being conducted by the American Values Center, Richie. There are 20 issues that are the most concerning to the American public, and how these have changed over the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, how things are different, and whether or not the Republicans are hitting the issues. Most people are not looking at how the parties are responding to their feelings about the issues. They're looking for the individual response. That's why, whether you believe it or not, Donald Trump has some pretty good interest from Blue Dog Democrats. You know what the Blue Dog Democrats are, right? People who would support Mike Huckabee, for example, or people who would support the Blue Dogs would support Trump or Huckabee. The rest of them up there, I don't know. Maybe Cruz to a point.
Fiorina.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But she just has support all the way around. I think it'll be very. I'm surprised we haven't got any poll results yet, Kenny. It would seem to me there ought to be some info floating around someplace. I haven't seen it. I'm looking for it, too. But I haven't gone to every source. Maybe there is some place that we can go to find out. Other than they had 24, 25 million listeners, part of this, or viewers rather, it was good for CNN, no question about it. They've done a horrible job. They just, that's some negative. Let's move to some other things here that are going on. The worry that people have about these wildfires looks to me like they have contained them. About a third of the fires now are in containment. 70,000 acres, though, have been burned in Northern California. Homes lost. But fortunately, nobody's really been seriously hurt, unless I'm missing something in the story. I've just gone through three or four different presentations. I don't see anybody's been hurt. Am I right on that? It's all about the damage that's been done to the homes. Yeah, people are smart enough to get out, frankly.
For the most part.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Here's another Mother Nature event, powerful earthquake, 8.3 on the scale in Chile, buildings swaying in Santiago. Other cities report a lot of serious damage, people running into the streets. Ah, it looks like a movie. Have you seen some of the video, the early video from down there? It looks like a movie. You see that recent movie with The Rock called San Andreas, when San Francisco basically falls into the ocean? That sort of reminds me.
8.3, that's rocking,
a stiff
man.
One.
That's,
ooh,
that's
a
five
stiff
people.
Yeah, and we're five people killed. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's pretty stiff stuff.
Generating a 16-foot wave.
Yep. Yeah, that's where the damage comes.
Tsunami, yeah.
Yeah, that's where the damage comes.
Tsunami advisories as far away as California.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll dissipate somewhat, but there will be toll along that side, the western side of the Americas, east side of the Pacific. Yes, yeah, there's bound to be some impact. That's a serious. That 8.3 is nothing to sneeze.
8.3 is big,
yeah, and nothing to sneeze. And let's see, what else did I have? 16. Yeah, okay. million people evacuated. Okay. All right. Hawaii would be, that would be where I would want to focus my attention. 16-foot tsunami. If it stayed at that bell curve, that would do some serious damage in Hawaii. But it'll dissipate over, I mean, from the coast of Chile to Hawaii is about 2,500 miles, isn't it? It seems to me.
Oh, that's a long way, man.
Yeah, it's going to dissipate somewhat across the ocean. All right, so speaking of water, there is a worry about drought conditions and the rains. We had a little problem here in the Northeast, but nothing serious, nothing like what the Southwest has had for sure. Higher than average temperatures and patchy rainfall over the summer. We talk about the worst wildfire season in recent years. There are, at this point, whether you know it or not, 60 fires burning in various states. Did you know that? We focus on the Northern California fires, but elsewhere around the country, most of these areas west of the Rockies and north, you know, their big rainstorm in Utah and Arizona over this past weekend, which caused a lot of damage. But there have been about 60 large fires reported burning in various places in the Northwest. 8 million acres. 8 million acres have been destroyed by fire. This is something that if you go back in history to 1960, which was the last time there were this many fires and this much damage, but there weren't as many people living in these areas. A lot of these areas, you know, have been developed.
Coverage.
No, nah, not at all.
So you didn't know about it unless you lived there.
So the government has studied the regions in the country that are having a problem with water. I don't know whether you realize it or not. There's a lot of attention being given to California, but there are actually 8 states that are running out of water, in part because of the drought, and in part because they've used a lot of water to put these fires out. So there were real water emergencies because of the drought conditions. $900 million in crop revenue lost in California alone, even though they've allowed the farmers to use irrigation. So here are, I want to identify the states that are running out of water. Running out of water. You ready?
Yeah.
Richie, we could use the big voice to announce that there are 8 of these states if you want to start at number 8.
You really?
Yeah, well, these are the states that are in the worst
really
condition.
Really want to use a big voice
Why
announcer
not?
For a...
Yeah. And these are the states that are running out of water. Out of water.
I mean...
In the order in which there is
number
a problem.
10.
Number 10. No, I said start at number 8. There's only 8.
Oh, there's only 8.
Eight.
Okay.
Number 8. Number 8, South Carolina.
Number 7.
Utah.
Number 6.
Montana.
Number 5.
Idaho.
Number 4.
Nevada.
Number 3.
California.
Number 2.
Washington.
Number 1.
Oregon.
Faster.
All right, anyway, I thought that was
I find it amazing that we have coastal states running out of water.
Yeah, well, California, the height of lunacy, all that water, it could be desalinating it. Well, look at the West Coast. All the West Coast states have a problem, really, with it, this year especially. All right, thoughts and information. That's what we're about here on the Good Day program. 44 past the hour, television in our focus next on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Craft. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Craft is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Fall flooring season is on, and the Lumber Liquidators flooring experts can help you find the best deals on the hottest looks in flooring. Right now, we've got incredible deals on easy-to-install laminate engineered floors and more, like our thickest, beautiful acacia laminate for only 99 cents. Or get 10% off Schoen engineered pre-finished hardwood floors, plus Morningstar natural strand bamboo for only $2.69. Or get gorgeous, solid, hand-scraped mahogany hardwood at 27% off, with more amazing deals in your store. And 12-month special financing. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Now, 46 and change after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Just for the fun of it, I looked back historically, because this is the time of year when the shows are beginning. This is premiere season, first week of the new season in, let's see, what year was this? 1965, Hogan's Heroes was on CBS for the first time. That was an event changer for television. For those of you who remember, I think that stuff's still in reruns, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
TV Land.
Sergeant Schultz.
You know what I miss? Remember every fall, they would have like a two-hour special.
Oh, all the shows?
Where they would preview all of the shows that were coming for the year. And, and you'd sit and you'd watch.
I agree with you.
The whole thing, and you'd be all excited. It was kind of like when they used to wax up the windows on car showrooms, and when the new cars were coming out, and they'd have paper over them. There was this excitement to the premiere.
Yeah,
and you just don't have it.
Well, here are some of the other premieres on this day, 1963, The Fugitive, with David Janssen as Richard Kimball. What a great television show that was. Bewitched premiered on this date, 1964. Mission Impossible premiered on CBS on this date, 1966. Who doesn't remember? Maybe a lot of people. Stephen Hill got his start. Barbara Bain, married to Martin Landau, was on the show. Greg Morris was the black guy. But is it not the theme that we remember most from Mission Impossible? Still being used in the movies today.
Well,
MASH.
Updated.
Yeah, it's updated. MASH premiered on this date in 1972. 1972, also on this date, Bob Newhart premiered. Frasier, on this date, 1993. That was a show that our own Bob Kaye did the technical advice. All of that material, the radio studio, was furnished by the old stuff that had been taken out of the old KABC studios. That's what was that. Yeah. That was the old KABC.
Bob designed it.
Yeah, he did. Yep. All right, so anyway, I just thought it would be kind of fun to go back a little bit. Let's talk about the debate. Rating numbers are still coming in, but I'll tell you one place where they did well, and that was their live streaming. CNN's live stream had 920,000 simultaneous viewers after 90 minutes. That's a lot, isn't it? 920.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Big blog.
That's a ton.
Yep. The most they've ever had was 1.3 million on their web for the Super Bowl last year. Okay, this fellow, Kenny, you helped me learn how to pronounce his name, Steve Ranazzisi.
Yes.
Ranazzisi.
That's very close. Good.
Right, thank you. Star of The League, which is a show about, that's the betting show, right?
It's about fantasy football. Fantasy football. Guys that have a fantasy football league.
All right, so this guy supposedly lied about being in September 11th. Why would you do something like that? This is a graduate of the Brian Williams School of How to Tell Your Story.
He says he doesn't know why he did it, and he's truly, truly sorry. He's the guy in the Buffalo Wild Wings commercials, and they say that they're reevaluating their relationship. Yeah. FX, yeah. Which is where the league airs, says, you know what? We believe him. He's really sorry, and it was a dumb thing, and he apologized.
All right. Okay. Second quarter of this year has been the worst for subscribers leaving pay TV. Estimates from research firms suggest losses have been large. Pay TV lost 658,000 subscribers in the second yep. quarter alone. They're all going to the free.
They
cable
come
TV
up
is
with the a la carte
themselves.
Plans.
Absolutely.
If they don't do a la carte, they're toast.
They're going to be toast. 51 after this good day.
Musicians, it's Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Save up to 15% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Field.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Visiting with Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program that airs nationally all around the country. This guy has got it. He knows what he's talking about. He has a wonderfully well-run, well-oiled machine that he's put together. I have great respect for Tom. Not only is my friend, but also somebody who teaches me things. I don't know what have I ever taught you anything? What have I?
Sure.
What did I teach you?
You taught me radio, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're such an excellent student of it. That's the great thing. Tom Kreitler, the Better Living Box, good place to find some of the posts that Tom has. If you go to moneypit.com, you can follow along with a lot of great advice. But listen to the radio program, which you can hear. Go to the website, see where you can find the radio program or download streams. It's just a great radio show. And we'll get some excerpts from questions. And I want to ask you about gutter, because we're in the fall season.
Yeah.
Don't say that, Tom!
There's a reason it's called fall.
Yeah. Look at those leaves. I don't see any leaves turning yet. But there's time, and you need to be prepared, and we'll talk about a way to prepare for that, plus some of your questions in a moment here on Good Day.
This MultiView report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Your child has cancer are among the scariest words a parent will ever hear. This year, the parents of 16,000 children in the U.S. will hear these words. 1 in 5 won't survive, but we can help. Join one of 58 St. Jude Walk Run to End Childhood Cancer events across the country to raise awareness and funds for research and treatment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Funds raised ensure families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping letting their child live. Rick Shadiak, Jr., President and Chief Executive Officer of ALSAC St. Jude.
Despite significant progress made by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rates from 20% to more than 80% since the hospital opened in 1962, cancer remains the leading cause of death by disease for children over the age of one. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer.
Get involved this September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Visit stjude.org/September.
Hi, Tom Kreidler with me on the Good Day program. So the gutter guards that you tout in your post, which we have retweeted at the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com, are they worth it?
I think they are if you find the right one at the right price. The thing that bothers me about a lot of the companies that sell gutter guards is the conversation usually goes like this. You see these guys at trade shows and you say, how much is it going to cost to have your product installed in my house? And they usually say, well, we got to take a look at it. Mm-hmm. Well, let's
you,
just say...
You say used car salesman?
Let's just say I have a ranch.
Hey.
And the ranch is 45 feet long, mm-hmm. and it's got four downspouts, mm-hmm. and the roof is 10 feet off the ground. What's it going to cost? Well, when are you available? Is Tuesday better, or should we make next Thursday.
Right.
You know,
if
they get in the house and they want to try to sell you and close you, and that really bothers me about that particular business. But if you find a good company and you're buying a good quality gutter guard, I think it is worth it. Definitely is worth it because it's going to be less labor for you. And I think what people also don't realize, Doug, is how many problems, how many home problems are caused by clogged gutters. It's not just keeping the water off your head. It's cracked foundations. It's slippery sidewalks. It's flooded basements. It's mold, mildew, algae.
It freezes. If you don't clean your gutter and that stuff freezes that's wet, you'll have no gutter at all. And the stuff backs up underneath the roofing material, whatever you've got in your home, and you got leaks all over the place. It's a mess.
So when I did this just a couple of years ago, I found a great disparity in price when it comes to just doing the screen type versus the one that's kind of the ledge that goes over and the water kind of rolls back in, which they say is the best, and I've heard great reviews on. But, I mean, you're talking thousands of dollars difference.
It's like the gutter covers. They charge more than the gutters themselves. You know, there's another way you can go. If you're going to replace your gutters, think about instead of going with the standard 4-inch K-style gutter, which is sort of the normal gutter, go with the 6-inch gutter. They clog a lot less.
Yeah, more room for the water.
There's a lot more room for the leaves to move through it.
Yeah. Both in the gutter and the downspout.
Yeah, they look great.
Yeah. And what's the difference between copper and regular metal? I see some better.
About 10 times the price.
Yeah. So is that all? I mean, there are some of the homes in some of the neighborhoods here.
Yeah, it's an architectural feature, Doug. I mean, copper is the way gutters, you know, used to be when they were first built and put on homes.
Yeah.
It's actually not nearly as durable as aluminum because copper is softer and the water actually will erode holes in it eventually.
Really?
Yep,
but it's more expensive to put up.
Very expensive to buy.
And also to maintain,
it's going to turn green.
In some neighborhoods, you'll find people going in and ladders, when nobody's around, take the copper gutters.
Just sell it for scrap.
Because copper's the only thing. I mean, scrap is down to $60, $70, $80 a ton, where a year ago this time was like $300 a ton. But copper is holding up its value.
Yep.
All right. So apologies to the listeners who wanted answers to their questions. We'll get to you next week. Tom and his expertise when it comes to this time of year, you need to make sure the gutters are what they are functioning as they're supposed to. Tom Kreidler.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.